Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. Of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods Happy. I'm sick, okay? We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple. Or Hot Rod and Happy Couple.
Where's your Robitussin?
Smitty and Breezy. I drink it all. Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What's happening, y'all?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Dead Ringer. We call him the Lumberjack because he can chop that tree down. The Cobra Commander himself. The Professor Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Jacksonville, Florida?
We need to get you a cape. You know why? Because you're super. That's why. You know what we ought to do? We ought to get you a lab coat with Professor on it.
All right.
That just to wear it to events. It's the Professor.
Well, you know, I can wear it to the drag strip when we have drag racing events.
Exactly.
You know, just so that everybody knows, you know, who we represent.
Exactly. Yeah. We put a little stripe on your arm every time you win one.
I kind of felt bad. I really did. You know, go to the Mustang event. We're supposed to be hosting it. And
you know, you could feel bad, but you know, at the end of the day,
he didn't feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
A win's a win.
Three wins is three wins.
Exactly, especially back to back to back.
What's better than two wins? Three wins.
That's right. Everybody that tells you that winning isn't everything doesn't win. That's why. I'm just saying. My dad used to tell me that all the time. My dad was probably not the best motivational speaker in the world. Like, growing up, I'll never forget, I actually told this to my elementary school coach. My dad, you know, winning is not everything, my dad says. My dad says, you're a loser.
That's loser talk.
Yeah, my dad says, if you talk like a loser, you are a loser. And, needless to say, that didn't go well.
And consequently, you've done a lot of winning since then.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying. I mean, the old man can't be wrong, I guess.
You're like Charlie Sheen, minus a couple of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Winning. But anyway, so, we're talking about getaway cars. Oh, nope. You know what we forgot? I'm sick! Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, we're talking about getaway cars. And, you know, like the first thing that pops my mind, you said a Buick Grand National.
Which I think is a good getaway car.
For all five of us, though, it's never going to be a good getaway car.
Get in the back. You guys are so young.
They can't. Did you see Smitty's got the knees of a 90-year-old man? I've seen retired racehorses with better knees than Smitty.
I don't care. I'm driving, so.
I was there's, a rooper, man. Give there's, me a break.
There's horses in dog food bags that are in better shape than Smitty is, okay? Old glue factory over here. But he does have a pretty mane. But old glue factory over here is not going to be the one crawling in the back. We're going to put him in the trunk. And we're going to fold his damn walker up and put it in the back, too. Tennis ball scrubbing against the ground.
Man, you're killing me.
I'm telling you. Yeah, baby. We're going to put some airbags in his knees.
There you go. That's
how you get them in.
Exactly.
You know darn well is Smitty Harris.
Dang darn. What did you just say?
Smitty Harris. He's getting in that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be graceful and it ain't going to be pretty.
Just dive.
Have you ever tried to jam between a seatbelt, the back of a seat, and a B-pillar in a G-body?
Yeah, I got the door closed on me one time when I was trying to do that.
Yeah, the door's only weigh 374 pounds on a G-body.
It was a very traumatic experience. This wasn't even a G-body. This was a two-door B-body. It was an 80 Olds Delta 88.
That's
bad. I was like three, and the door closed on me.
Mm. Oof, that explains a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it hit him in the head.
That's why I'm so short.
I think it's done his growth.
It didn't hit that foot, I know that.
Bless his heart. So, G-bodies are out, but if we were all going to be robbing, first thing we're going to do is get Smitty a hairnet, because that DNA evidence is for real now. He's going to be shedding every damn wear.
Oh,
you can't be, they'll be like, there apparently was two females there. No. See, first thing they'll do is they'll do a DNA test. And they'll be like, wait a minute. No, it was one of them was a boy. He just got a bad haircut.
Was these two ladies with tattoos. One of them had a Fu Manchu.
From a carnival.
The bearded lady is Robin Banks now.
He had a mask on.
That's hilarious. He doesn't have a hairnet for his chin, too.
Oh, Lord.
You ever seen a double-sided hairnet?
Pantyhose all the way over your head.
I'm so glad you're not a lunch lady.
I'll just take some of your hair gel.
I'm telling you.
Make sure everything's slicked down.
I don't think they made enough spackle to slick all that down. Freak. I don't know. He had hair a lot like Crystal Gayle. He looked like Crystal Gayle with a Fu Manchu in a sleeve.
All right, man, we cannot burn up this segment. Talking junk about me.
Smitty's getting tongue-tied now.
Smitty, don't let it make your brown eyes blue.
Move on, Rob.
Wait. Can I not remind you, Rob, of when we were in the truck and it got so silent for a second, and then all of a sudden we hear on the radio, New Kids on the Block.
Get off of me, woman.
Wait,
you're sleeping
for real?
On the couch tonight.
Did that happen?
Yes. We're riding in the truck. You know, we're on our way back. We're riding
station
in the truck.
What station are you listening to? Hey, come here listening to Motley Crue the whole way.
See, I should have rode with you,
Motley Crue weekend.
Yeah, we were listening to the great 80s.
Yeah, we were listening to the 80s. But you know what I'm saying? This is... Yeah, the new kids come on. Could you imagine, boy, how about the bank was playing that in the background? And like, he's a New Kids fan, and he's a guy. There can't be but three of them. We'd be like busted instantly.
They're going to be like, the perpetrator dances really good.
So either A, it's Mark Wahlberg, or no, it's Donnie. It's Donnie Wahlberg, Jordan, or Smitty.
Well, Jordan had a big old bucket head. I'm just going to put that out there.
And the fact that you know that, I rest my case.
Hey, I told you I liked it when I was eight, when they were relevant.
Don't worry. You always got the right stuff.
Y'all ain't even right. Getaway cars, Rob.
Getaway cars. So, we're talking about getaway cars. The Buick Grand National's out.
All right.
Kobe, what are you thinking? A getaway car for a quintet, uplet of bank robbers.
Mine is a Tahoe SS.
An SS Tahoe.
Yeah.
A blacked out Tahoe.
Blacked out Tahoe.
I could see that. It'd be easier to get in and out. We got a third row seat.
Yep.
So Josh can throw his hair over in the back.
And we got a place to put all the money.
Got a place to put the money.
And you're rolling on 20s.
You're all rolling on dubs.
I hate to point this out because, you know, I ain't supposed to point out our flaws.
I don't think it has third row seat.
It's not a Tahoe SS. It's a Trailblazer SS with the
5.3?
Yeah, whatever it is.
It's got a 6.0 or 5.3?
I believe it's got a 6.0.
Trailblazer SS would have a 6-liter.
Yeah, it is a 6-liter?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay.
Right,
so you want a Trailblazer SS on
20s. Actually, did they have 6.2s? They might be 6.0s.
LS talk. I'm sick, yeah. Okay?
A buddy of mine.
I'm so woozy right now.
It's a 6.0 with a
I'm on a cough syrup high. Leave me alone.
This is why we will never rob a bank, because we can't even decide on the car.
A buddy of mine that passed away, he had one, and it was just a bad ride.
Oh, they are killer rides. They are, from way back. All right. Well, you know what? we've burned another segment talking about Smitty's hair.
Thanks.
He's got the right stuff.
I love it. Guys, stay tuned. I promise you we're going to talk about getaway cars next segment right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And, of course, as always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's going on, guys?
What up, what up?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour drag racing daddy. The professor himself, Richard Racetrack Hoskins.
What's going on to our homies out west in San Francisco, California?
Woot, woot. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. Now that we've all had our little intros. Excuse me. I got a Smitty hair in my mouth. That's it. Hair nets in the studio.
Y'all can do with that comment what y'all want to.
I'm sick, okay? Every segment I have to throw a reminder in there. So anyway, we're talking about the best getaway cars. We're talking about Trailblazer SS. Trailblazer SS would be a good one because it's four doors.
Yep.
We got room for the money.
And it's fast.
And it is fast. It is sporty. Breezy, what would you be rocking?
I'm torn between two.
You torn?
I'm torn. I might go with some type of BMW because of the fact that there are so many BMWs on the road, so it would be inconspicuous.
Well, you know, keep in mind, we record this radio show in Greenville, South Carolina, which is right down the street from a little town called Greer, South Carolina, where they make BMWs.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, I'm telling you, yeah. So we're pushing Beamers out at a record pace.
Yes, and you can't sit at a red light without seeing 10 of them. So, as far as the incognito ability, that would be great. And you'd have the speed and the leg room and radio, all that stuff, whatever you need. However, and y'all are going to make fun of me on this one. I know it. And
would
it's okay.
Would we ever make fun of someone?
Well, I've been making fun of myself since I thought it. Because I never thought I'd say this, but it makes so much sense if you think about it. Some type of minivan. Now, and let me explain why. Minivan moms can't drive. They never get pulled over, though. Minivans are all over the road. Literally, they drive in whatever lane they want to, and they don't get pulled over. They could hit a mailbox with the mail lady, put mail in it, and they still wouldn't get pulled over.
I'm pretty
sure.
And we could
all fit in.
I'm pretty sure that's not a get out of jail free card just because you drive a minivan. You can't manslaughter. Minivan does not get you out of that.
No, I think so, because in the morning when I have to pass them on my way to the bank that I work at,
on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, they yeah, it's bad.
Minivans.
I mean, it's a contender. I'm gonna say. And if you think about it, most of the movies you watch, they drive minivans in it whenever they're robbing a bank. Unless it's like a, you know, like an Italian job kind of thing.
Then they drive Mini Coopers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, you know who else is in the Italian job?
Really, man.
I'm just saying. Mark Wahlberg, Good Vibrations. I like Marky Mark. My bad.
Feel it. Feel it.
I can't help it. His brother Donnie was in that boy band you like. Oh.
Getting off subject again.
So, I'm sick. Leave me alone, okay? I'm doped up on Robitussin.
Now that song's in your head, I'll say.
Exactly. Oh, man. I only know two of them, so, I mean, that's all I can do. And now you're thinking about another one.
Trying.
Scared me a little bit. So anyway, we're talking about getaway cars. Professor, I value your opinion.
I gave you one.
Yeah, but not a Grand National.
All right, so we're all doing this together because it makes sense if you're committing crime.
Because we're to do it as a team.
To do it with five
people. We're not
people.
Going down alone.
Five people, one has spiky blonde hair, another has long, beautiful crystal gale hair, one has one arm.
Luscious.
One is a beautiful woman, and the other one's Kobe.
Oh, I love you.
And then the one's a beautiful woman. Then we have Brielle. What the heck?
Hey, we're related, dude.
I'm telling
Patrick
you.
Patrick, cut his mic off.
Yeah, we're not going to get caught, but...
We do stick out a little bit, ain't going to lie.
Just a little bit.
How about...
Especially when you got the lead singer, Rascal Flatts. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Yeah.
Rob, you should...
He's not hitting on much lately.
You got to wear a hat.
You need to wear a hat to cover up your golden mane.
And then you can't talk, so nobody will recognize your voice.
No, I had one.
No honey and gravel.
Yeah, really. You just can't... You sit in the car.
You keep it running.
You can't come in.
Keep it running.
You sit in the car. I'll drive. I was going to offer this one to Bree, but she came up with her own. How about an E63 AMG Mercedes?
Now, that's classy.
Now, I'm going to say I had that in my head, too, because I actually found one earlier when I was just looking through things.
That's classy. Mm-hmm. That's a classy ride. E63 Mercedes.
And they're fast.
They are fast, but they're pricey.
Well, we're not working on a budget yet, are we?
No, but I mean, it's a pricey car, though.
Yeah, can we just go on in 60 seconds?
I mean, you're robbing a bank for a reason, you know, because you need money. You don't do it for fun.
I'm not above stealing a car before I do that.
They're not exactly easy to steal unless you want to wear a valet jacket.
You've apparently never seen Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just keep the dog away from the keys and you'll be good.
Give some X-lax.
Laser cut keys. All you need's a buddy in the parts department.
I know a guy that works at Carlton.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm just kidding about that. If any Mercedes gets stolen, I really don't know.
Sure you do, Professor. It's going to be Professor Prison next.
He's been there doing taxes for people.
They'll call him the tax man.
You're going to be knocking on his door in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
I want to be a jail lawyer.
Professor, let's explain your rights.
Oh, this form right here. I got you covered.
See, like, you would be that guy. I would be, like, starting up like a, like, I don't know, some kind of wild, like, I'd have them eating out of the palm of my hand. Like, I'd be like, I'd be that guy.
I would see you being like the hamburger guy on Longest Yard. Hamburger Eddie.
I'd be the guy that, like, had to hustle. Like, oh, you like cheeseburgers?
I got you.
How about the McDonald's cheeseburger? I don't like onions. Just so happens we got them without onions.
Hamburger?
I got a guy.
I'd be making
this
toilet
Big
line.
Mac says you would. I'm just saying, you want some of these playing cards with them naked ladies on them? I got them, too. Harmonicas? I got them. We're running like the Dollar General out of my cell. We be having blue light specials.
I don't think they like the blue light special in jail.
Yeah, probably not. Show them my age a little bit. I don't think nobody knows what a blue light special is anymore.
For all you new guys, that is Kmart.
That is Kmart. You remember those? Remember they had a little box that rolled around with a light on it?
They still around.
There's one.
There's one in local. I tell you what else we have, though. We have lots of commercial breaks.
Again?
And we got to take another one. Guys, we're talking getaway cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. What's so funny?
Real. We cannot say that on the radio.
I'll show it to you, though.
You'll show it to me? You were so bad. Okay, y'all bad. I want to take a moment for all our listeners to say a prayer for Breezy because she needs Jesus. We have our hot rod happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Hey y'all. And then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst / finish line guru, our drag racing Hall of Fame Mustang slaying. Serpent killing, cobra
eating,
driving machine.
Woo! Tree chopping.
God, can I get a towel? No. Richard Hoskins.
Hey, what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan?
I told you, get them tight pants on, you're going to need them.
I don't even know how to say that.
No, no. Don't say it.
You need some jeggings.
No, that's a bad idea. No tent revivals on my clock, okay?
Oh, God.
All right. Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Legal counsel, which we'll probably need, / financial analyst. No, not fat. I'm sick.
We gonna take that Robitussin away from you.
Slash, don't take my stuff. Slash, all around cool. I need it.
Just stop drinking it out of the straw.
Slash, all around cool. That's what it tastes the best. Slash, all around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, y'all?
I like it over ice.
You like it over ice?
I like to take my cough syrup like Paul Wall does.
Rob's sitting in here just pouring sweat and everything else.
I like it with a Dr. Pepper back.
That's right. Sipping on some scissor. Like my homies up in Memphis at the 3-6 Mafia. Just saying.
Hypnotize camp.
Yeah. Just saying.
You gotta stop. I'm getting the giggles. I'm not gonna be able to finish this.
All right. So we're talking about the getaway cars. Talking about the best getaway cars. We done went through Grand Nationals, Trailblazer SSs, E36 AMG Mercedes, BMWs, minivans. Smitty.
I know how y'all thinking, or what y'all thinking. Oh, Smitty going
to
say.
How long does it take you to wash your hair?
Blow drying it down to the science.
Do you sing Hangin' Tough in the shower? Yes.
Does he flat iron that thing?
No. I woke up like this.
Please don't say Chevy Volt, baby.
They are zippy.
They are zippy. And they'll zap you if you don't watch out. Everybody think Smitty going to say a bad embodied something. I'm not. I went with Breezy's whole idea, the incognito thing. And plus, I seen that movie, Baby Driver. And I can't remember what he drove, but at the first part of the movie, this dude is, they robbed a bank.
He fell asleep in that movie, too.
I did. But I did see the first few minutes, and that was cool. They robbed a bank. They took off. Oh, yeah, my car is going to be a Subaru STI. Four doors, turbo, all-wheel drive. Pretty quick. Fun to drive.
It's a Subaru.
But, hey, he drove a Subaru WRX. But the thing is, police is chasing him. He's going down the road. He hits up under a bridge. He done lost the cop cars, but had the helicopter on him. He gets in the middle of a bunch of just regular traffic underneath the bridge where the copper can't see him, or the chopper can't see him. He locks the emergency brakes up, merges to the right, jumps into a whole crowd of traffic. Merges off, helicopter goes the other way. Couldn't find him because he disappeared in plain sight. They got away.
All right, David Copperfield.
And hey, then he fell asleep.
So what you going to drive,
your baby,
Mr.?
My baby drive. First of all, there's several warning signs that you may need to pray for your friend. Like if you came in, you know, you was like, look, he was coming off of something. You know, we'd have an intervention. And yeah. I feel one coming. It's going to end with a pair of scissors. But, you know, you got long hair, you like boy bands, and now you're talking about driving Subarus.
Boy bands.
If you start playing hacky sack, son, it's over. You remember the talk I had with Hoskins at the drag strip?
I'm getting the same one.
Dead to me. Just saying. I mean, you can follow me on Instagram, but that's it.
To be fair, it worked.
Smitty will come in with a crew cut.
Flat top.
High tight. So, but I know that is a good one. And I give Subaru people a hard time because they suck. But you know what I'm saying? That is a very good one. There's nothing wrong with a Subaru if there was no other car on the planet to drive. And it's a good one. Kobe, back me up here.
It is a good car.
It's a good one. Everybody, it's a good breed.
I just don't see five. I mean, not.
Well,
all
you can put
of
five in it.
Hey, they're comfortable. They're roomy. I mean, my man Cole over here at the shop, he's got one. Plenty of room. I can even sit in the back.
With your bad knees and everything.
With my bad knees and everything. But the STI is the bigger model, not the WRX, which is a little one. The STI is a little bit bigger. It's got like 6 more inches of room. I don't know.
Wow.
When I think of Subaru, I think of like a little Baja or something.
A Brat.
Yeah.
We can have jump seats in the back.
Hey, it's also all-wheel drive, so we can take it off-road. So
all-terrain, there you go.
I can feel it. Hoskins, come with it.
You got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think the term good car is a strong word.
Yeah, as long as we ain't blowing head gaskets.
As long as it's, like, new and, you know, maybe warmed up and has been recently checked over by a mechanic. They're quick.
Yeah.
Relatively fuel efficient. They sound cool.
Yeah.
Well, ain't none of these cars reliable. I mean, we got BMWs, broke. Mercedes, broke. Minivans, broke.
Grand National.
And we're broke because we're robbing a bank. That's why.
Exactly. It Grand fits. Nationals ain't really got the greatest track record.
I got the best
running.
One around.
Rob, what do you got?
Cadillac CTS-V. Drop the mic.
Boom.
CTS-V, though, I mean, we're going to get like 8 miles and a half pullover gas.
It ain't that bad.
Okay, 12, but still.
It will literally say, get gas.
Get gas.
Get gas.
Yeah, they do that.
I witnessed it.
I think a Cadillac, I'll tell you another good one. No, I'm not going to tell you that one because somebody may have that for their next segment. It's a good one. It's a cheapie, too. It's a good one. But yeah, I think Cadillac CTS-V.
what was the other one?
What would that other one be?
CTS-V would be a good one because, I mean, they are fast.
They are fast and they're roomy.
They're, well, I wouldn't go and say roomy, but.
And we're talking Subarus.
Yeah, but they got four doors for insurance purposes. Let's be for real here.
That Subaru's got four doors for
nothing.
Your purse.
And exactly.
And
for your mod.
For your hair
for vape
products.
Equipment.
For your vape equipment.
I mean, hey.
Put your ski rack on top
see,
of it.
See, we can ride the bank, shoot straight over to the vape shop, catch some juice, and then by 7 o'clock we could be at the vape competition doing...
Clouds.
You know, whatever they do.
What vape people do. How about a P71 Crown Vic? That would be my cheapie.
That's a good one. That would be a good one to blend in.
Exactly. I mean, just come pull it up to cost me like, what are you... It looks like your car, stupid.
Yeah, I like
you?
That.
Just circle the block and come in behind them.
It's got a cowboy. Yeah, really, be like... You see that guy? I'm undercover, fool.
You see those hoodlums getting
all
to the
five
Super
of
STI?
Yeah, go get you one of those fake badges they sell like at the gun shows, you know?
Yeah.
You just whip you out one of them that says like you're your security guard or something, just flop it real fast like Nick Nolte in, what was that movie?
48 Hours.
In 48 Hours, he said, yeah, my kid's got one of those too. Just flop it real fast, be like, yep. You question me, boy?
Hey, we could have a dark tinted P71 and get... the professor to jump out because I mean he always looking like a detective up in here.
He does, yeah. He does come out here like
especially
old,
today.
What was that guy's name from Dateline? Chuck Hansen?
Chris Hansen. Yeah.
He does. He comes out with a sport coat.
I don't know how I feel about being compared to Chris Hansen.
Well, you know, what
I'm
saying.
He caught the perv, not
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to be on a meme.
But he always dressed real nice. Though.
Yeah, he always had a nice sport coat though.
Well, thank you for that.
His sport coat game was strong.
You know how we do.
But I'm telling you, P71 Crown Vic, those things are indestructible.
They really are.
They are indestructible.
Until the axles fly out from under them.
Put some 24s under it.
Oh, there went axles.
There went your axles.
And there went the incognito.
And then you got a cow pusher on the front, too.
You have to. I mean,
and they had the spotlight on the pillar.
Because we need that robbing banks during the day.
Haven't you watched
you really
Super Troopers? They pulled out a flashlight in the daylight.
You typically don't need a spotlight to spot the bank. They have signs in front of them and everything now. I'm telling you, that's you I'm sick, and I'm calling this out.
No, you got to have the spotlight.
I'm not running on all eight, and I'm over here kind of like the Subaru. Well, Subaru don't even have eight to begin with, but you know what I'm saying. Guys, hang tight. We got a Craigslist challenge you ain't going to want to miss right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio, of course. As always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up, yo?
What up, what up?
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst, / second gear slaying drag strip tear waterbox warrior track dog eating Cadillac driving jet plane flying son of a gun Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our friends out in Tempe, Arizona?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
All right. So we're talking about getaway cars this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. And, you know, we talked about some good ones. We talked about some expensive cars. But how about on a 20? I mean, keep in mind, we're robbing banks. We need some money. When you're robbing banks, you're at the end of your rope. So we're working on a budget. We have a $2,500 limit, and you have to buy it on Craigslist.
I'm good with that.
The perfect getaway car for robbing a bank. Smitty, what'd you find?
Well, I found three. One disappeared. So I wound up with two, but I really can't use one. I just picked one because it has like a cool factor because, you know, we talked about Bonnie and Clyde. And I did find a 36 Ford sedan, but it ain't got no motor, ain't got no trans, and it's got two doors. So that's out the question.
Honorable mention, huh?
Yeah, honorable mention.
Just pull it on the trailer.
But I did find a black on black on black on black Chevy Avalanche
for $2,500.
4x4, 5.3 V8, asking $1,200 for it. I'm pretty sure this is a typo, but I'm still going with it because you can't prove it.
There's something wrong with that car.
Well, this is not going to...
It's nice looking, too.
And it's only got one picture. So I'm pretty sure if I send my money to this email that this dude's going to give me...
Yeah, this is a Nigerian prince or something.
Because this is a nice truck, and it's $1,200, so I still got money either way.
I'm pretty sure that's a scammer.
That's one of them porch pickups.
You may be robbing banks. He's robbing people on Craigslist.
If you look in the right top corner, there's a blue link that says prohibited.
Yeah.
But it is nice, and it rolls on 22s.
Of course it does.
And it comes with a full tank of gas.
They ugly. He can keep them clean.
All right.
I tried.
Breezy.
I found a 2004 BMW 330i ZHP.
Oh.
Six speed, 240,000 miles. My only drawback with it is that it's red. But it's like a muted red. Not a bright
muted red.
Mm-hmm. But it's four door.
ZHP actually is kind of a bad car.
Yeah,
it's a bad car. I like that's a good one.
I like that one.
That's a good one too. A little six speed Beamer.
Hey man, yeah, bangs from dude.
And this thing is $2,500.
Yes, $2,500. Runs good. Gas clean. Manual. There's more ads by this user, so it's probably a scam, too. He probably did the Avalanche.
Maybe you'd be interested in a nice Avalanche. It's only just send me the money. I'm good for it.
You got scammed once before, but send me your money.
Send me your money. Professor, what did you find?
I picked the twin of a demo that I used to have when I first started working at car dealerships. This is a 97 Cadillac Eldorado Touring Coupe. It's burgundy with tan leather, or they call it platinum leather, like my Cadillac. I don't know why, because it's tan. Runs and drives great. Cold air. A lot of look for the money. Must sell. So the $2,444 they're asking is under budget, but I think I could probably cut that down enough to get the windows tinted really dark. And, I think we got a pretty good getaway car.
Maybe get you some white diabetic socks.
I know where to get those.
And some New Balances.
Great deal on those.
I mean, old Eldo Caddy, though, that's a pretty pimp ride.
Yeah. Pretty car.
North Star.
Yeah, I mean, I drove one back in 2000 that was new. As like my demo car, and as I recall, as a 19-year-old or 20-year-old, it's a pretty darn nice car to drive.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with an Eldo Caddy.
We better rob this bank in the wintertime because Richard Carr gonna blow head gasket.
We know how them North Star like to eat water pumps. Kobe, what did you come up with?
I'm kind of on Richard's thing, but I found a 04 Cadillac SRX. 4.6 North Star V8 automatic sports shift, all-wheel drive, sunroof, charcoal paint. It does have high miles, it says, but it runs and drives great. Reason for selling, I got a new car, don't need this one anymore. I just had the O2 sensors replaced on it, and the exhaust and two new Cadillac converters, $2,300.
He just had Cadillac converters put on his Cadillac.
Converters on his Cadillac.
Now I'm telling you, the SRX, those things run forever.
Yeah,
and it's four door, of course, all wheel drive.
And it's an SUV.
And it's an SUV. We can put our money in the back.
You might hit a couple banks on the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get just as much time if you rob 10 or 1.
That's right.
And it's got, it does have a really nice leather interior in it. Heated seats.
Might as well get for broke.
I'm just saying. You know, the thing is, these were all good ones other than Smitty's Nigerian scheme thing.
I said y'all can't prove it.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing. Like Breezy's is good. Six-speed Beamer, that's cool. Richard, you're a pimp. I'm just throwing that out there.
You know how we do.
Eldo Caddy. And then of course, Kobe. I mean, he's got a nice Cadillac SUV. I'm a fan. I mean, that was a killer one. But I'm going to be honest with you. I've got the perfect bank robber car.
C4, I don't see how all five of us is going to fit in a C4.
I didn't say it weren't. We didn't say
I
about
bet
all
I
five
know what
of
he
us.
Found.
I will tell you something. I found the perfect car. I'll be honest with you, it's the perfect car for anything.
I just want to see a running C4 Corvette for $2,500.
Hey, I found one with flames.
Read them and weep.
And Rob lays down the phone.
It's 87.
Does that car have flames on it?
It's got a 350 with a carb on it.
I thought he found a police car.
Why does it have a 350 with a carb on it?
But you know what's even funnier? In the title, it says Corvette Hot Rod.
Because this show's called Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
That's right.
And our trailer has flames
and
on
I'm
it.
And I'm going to tell you, when you got a C4 Corvette with a stick-on hood scoop and stick-on flames,
what the hell's going on with
that
headlights.
Man likes to party.
Talk about them headlights.
And what's it's got stationary headlights in the C4.
Why?
A little like that come out of Acura and Tegra.
Because the vacuum
you know what?
Fix it.
So are we going to get like a sidecar and put us all in it?
No, we didn't say it. Well, it's got it's got simulated wood grain.
I'm not getting in that thing.
Simulated wood grain.
Just said I ain't getting in it, period. I don't care if it fit all of us.
Well, first of all, this is America's sports car. Second, it's sporty.
That was America's sports car.
No, Corvette's always America's.
Show Richard the picture of the guy standing beside him.
My man. I knew that.
Y'all remember that meme I sent y'all not too long ago about Corvette season starting?
My man is ready.
He got the jean shorts and the white New Balances on.
And the New Balances.
So I'm going to tell you something.
And the Corvette shirt.
The thing is,
is this
the
T-shirt tucked in?
It is tucked in.
Oh, you know it.
I want to tell you something. You guys talk all you want to. C4 Corvette's got your daddy all the way around. I mean,
I vote Breezy.
I like Breezy's. What are you thinking?
Only reason I'm going with the Corvette just because it has hot rods involved in it.
It is a hot rod. It is a hot rod. You know what? We're just going to have to agree to disagree because you know what? We're all out of time.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.